Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Sharon W. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Wednesday, March 23rd, 2022, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book and we are on page XXIV, forward to the fourth edition, while our literature has preserved. Ending in all its power and simplicity, and we'll be reading that one paragraph. Today's readers are Mary P. on the 12 steps. We will have Barbara W. on the 12 traditions. Readers of the text are Kara L. Reading a vision for you, and Penny L. C. reading the text. The share ID for Tuesday, March 22nd, 10 a.m. Eastern Time is 18,719. That is 18719. And for this morning's Wednesday, March 23rd meeting, 7 a.m. Eastern Time, 18,726. That is 18726. At the end of the meeting, we will have our newcomer greeter, Kaylee R., and announcements by Robin P. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose. To carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Mary P. to read the 12 steps.
Good morning, Sharon. This is Mary P. in Austin, Texas, and these are the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves and to another human being, the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening, as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me be of service, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Mary. I'll now ask Barbara W. to read the 12 traditions.
Thank you, and good morning. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is the desire to stop overeating. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need to always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. And 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for letting me serve.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you so much. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute, and once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book on page XXIV, the forward to the fourth edition. While our literature has preserved, ending in all its power and simplicity, and we will be reading that one paragraph. And I will now ask Penny L.C. to begin reading. Thank you, Penny.
Thank you, Sharon. Thank you for your service. This is Penny L.C., a grateful recovered compulsive overeater from the state of Washington. While our literature has preserved the integrity of the AA message, sweeping changes in society as a whole are reflected in new customs and practices within the fellowship. Taking advantage of technological advances, for example, AA members with computers can participate in meetings online, sharing with fellow alcoholics across the country or around the world. In any meeting, anywhere, AAs share experience, strength, and hope with each other in order to stay sober and help other alcoholics. Modem to modem or face to face, AAs speak the language of the heart in all its power and simplicity. And I was reflecting on this and thinking, you know, this incredible volume, the Big Book's 164 pages, hasn't been changed in 80 years. And that's for a reason. You know, people have been very careful to not let that happen. They wanted to preserve the original message and not have it be changed over the years. And yet, you know, the OA program is also founded on these words and practices. And though much has changed in OA meetings, as each meeting has its, you know, individual autonomy to be uniquely structured, the foundational solution has not changed. It's still found in these 164 pages. And so no matter, you know, what a meeting may choose to do in terms of its structure, as this is where the answer is. As well as the philosophy of passing on the solution, you know, it's still embedded in our meetings, which is to share that experience, strength, and hope. And where does that come from? Well, they talk about it coming as speaking the language of the heart. And what does that mean? Well, for me, it reminds me that my ego has no place when I am sharing at a meeting. I am to humbly just be a conduit of what my higher power would have me pass on. And then that's what I meant to share. Because we have that common problem of a separation from God, but it's also combined with a common solution to just be surrendered in my willfulness and my egocentric nature to what my higher power would have me be. And then that is always where I need to be centered. So, yes, while things can change, foundationally, it remains the same. And for that, I'm very grateful. And I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Penny. Okay, I will now take a list of those who would like to share. And I ask that although we value your opinion, your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. Okay, so we're going to press star one to unmute, and you can give me your name and where you're calling from, and I'll take a list.
Melanie C. from Oregon.
Donna B.
Lauren Green O.
B. New Jersey.
Lonnie Blazewitz from Colorado.
Okay, I missed the person from New Jersey, but so far I've got Melanie C. from Oregon, Donna B., Laura L., and Bonnie.
Lauren Grace B., New Jersey.
I'm sorry, from New Jersey, that is?
Lauren Grace B.
Lauren Grace B., wonderful.
And Kathleen O., California.
And Kathleen O., wonderful. Okay, I can take a couple more names or we can start there. Okay, let's go with this. I've got Melanie C. from Oregon, Donna B., Laura L., Bonnie, Lauren Grace B. from New Jersey, and Kathleen O. from California. And where I've missed your initial, or if I've said your name incorrectly, please go ahead and repair that and give us the state you're calling from as well. Thank you so much. Go ahead, Melanie.
Thanks so much. Hey, Sharon. Glad that I'm here today. Thank God. Thank God. Hello, everyone. My name is Melanie C., and I'm calling from Canby, Oregon. I like this bit about integrity. I had none when I came in here, and to be able to save and secure the sanctity of a particular meeting and a particular movement and a particular program takes great effort when you have like minds and people that have such great ideas on how to maybe advance something or make something, you know, more efficient or whatever, and it's a huge undertaking to have these meetings and not change anything. I just wanted to mention that. But most importantly, first, I want to say that I remember years and years ago, I came into OA in 1989, and I remember years ago, we were in this little meeting every week. We would come, a few of us women, about six of us or so, and we, you know, vowed to call each other during the week. We vowed to follow our food plan that we had that week that we had kind of, you know, shared an individual kind. It was a little bit different than the one that I have now as entire abstinence. And we really meant well. And we would come the next Saturday, hadn't called anybody, and we cried. And we didn't see anything different. And we weren't abstinent. We cried again. What were we going to do? And how were we going to do this sort of thing? And And it was a sphere of influence that we had. We meant well. We didn't know how to teach each other to do anything differently. And then when we somehow realized that there were meetings outside that we could go to, and then when we realized that there were phone meetings that we could see and do and have and be a part of, and then when I had to do a move, a shift with my husband because of career advantages, we went to another state and we saw something different, and it just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And I found the kind of recovery that I prayed for. My prayers had been answered. I'm recovered today as a result of the expanse and the invitation of much more, many more ways in which we could reach one another. I've spoken to people from Ireland. I've heard, listened to people from Australia. I've spoken to people from Israel and Canada all in this week. And I saw the broad sweeping recovered and the devotion, the loyalty to maintaining this particular thing in the way that it is, this meeting. And that's the same way I feel about a vision for you. We pattern it after this big book. We hold tight to it. The structure of our meeting never changes, never changes. We've had wonderful ideas in which to be able to expand and do things differently and maybe move out into larger realms of whatever's out there. But there's something that's working here. We have over 10,300 members. We have folks on the 7 a.m. meeting of 450 count. This meeting always reaches somewhere around 200. That's phenomenal. We don't want to change it. Patterning ourselves exactly after the big book and those that came before to give us hope, give us promise for being recovered every single day and abating our suffering. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Melanie. Thanks for that. And next up, I've got Donna B.
Hi, this is Donna B., recovered compulsive overeater and bulimic, calling from Denver, Colorado. In regards to this meeting specifically, I do want to acknowledge some changes that have been incorporated in a very graceful way. There have been times in the past where the names, you know, they call out names and names will just pile up and pile it up, I'll pile up. And I think it's been really beautiful the way that we've transitioned. At one point it was, I think it was only speak every other day or, and then it became once every 3 days, and the language around it has been very kind and gentle, and, you know, we really value your experience and strength and hope, but let's give other people a chance to share as well. So I just wanted to acknowledge the beauty and grace of that change, which I think has been really positive and has allowed me to hear a lot of new voices that I value and appreciate so very much. I also wanted to comment on, in this paragraph, it talks about how, you know, we can call anyone, we can connect with anyone in this program and speak the language of the heart. And I think that's amazing that I can do a 10-step with a complete stranger. I can speak to someone, you know, across the world in the middle of the night. That's amazing. But I also think it is critically important that I am known in these rooms and that there are people that I know. That concept of a God squad, that there are some fellows which hold a specifically, you know, critical place in my path of recovery that know me and I know them. And I encourage that strongly amongst my sponsees to be a part of the greater fellowship, absolutely, but to also have an intimate group as well. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing, Donna. And next I have Laura L., followed by Bonnie. If it sounded like Laura L. and it wasn't Laura L., go ahead and unmute. Okay. I must have gotten that one wrong. I'm so sorry. Next, let's go with Bonnie from Colorado. My ears deceived me this morning. Okay, let's go Lauren Grace B. from New Jersey. And I'm so sorry if I've missed people.
Hi, everyone. This is Lauren Grace B. from South Jersey. It's wonderful to be here. Thank you for everyone who is serving this morning. This meeting has made such a change in my program. God's used it in a big way in my life. The things I'd like to share on are while our literature has preserved the integrity of the AA message, and he's really kind of using that as a segue to something else, excuse me, but to me, that's so important. I was just thinking about all the great religions in the world have literature, and they stay true to their message when they keep returning to their literature, their faith literature, and it's the same for our program. I'm so grateful that that we have literature that keeps us coming back to the true message of the program. And I think for me personally, when I read newer literature in the program, I keep bringing it back and comparing it to this book and seeing how it resonates and how it is consistent or inconsistent with this book. Because this book, for me personally, is the book that brought huge change in my life. So this is the book I want to continue to measure any program literature against, whether it's AA or OA program literature. And then at the end of the paragraph, AA share experience, strength, and hope with each other in order to stay sober and help other alcoholics. And I've worked through the steps, and I've been abstinent the whole time. I've removed alcoholic foods, but I guess I'm like Dr. Bob. Things still call to me, but the promise is that if I am sharing my experience, strength, and hope with others, and that will keep me sober and help others. And this is what I do when I'm feeling inclined not to pick up, but when I'm noticing foods, I'll put it that way. I make calls, but I also try to call the newcomer numbers that I have that I receive every day on this list too. That's what the book says, that's how I stay sober and help others, is to pick up the phone and share my experience, strength, and hope, and listen. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lauren Grace. Okay, so next I've got Kathleen O, and then I'll take another list. And just a reminder that although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share. Okay. Let's go, Kathleen, and then I'll take another list.
Thanks, Sharon. Good morning. Thanks, Sharon. Good morning, everyone. This is Kathleen O. in California. And AA speak the language of the heart in all its power and simplicity. And, you know, simplicity, it's focusing on the important stuff. This message, it's not diluted with unnecessary information. We're a fellowship who share our experience, strength, and hope with each other to help others solve this problem. When it comes to certain foods, not being able to stop, not being able to stay stopped, we help each other recover from compulsive overeating and, you know, find neutrality around food. This message is simple, and the only requirement to be a part of this fellowship is a desire to stop eating ourselves to pain and misery and sometimes even death. You know, clearing up the wreckage of the past, becoming God-centered rather than self-centered, and exploring spiritual aspects at a deeper level. You know, I'm always strengthening my spiritual connection. And at first it's not easy, but our spirituality, I believe, truly does reside in our minds and our hearts. And the beginning of this reading, the technology oh my gosh, just in the past 10 years, going from a small home group to being able to meet people all around the world. Zoom has been a godsend as far as I'm concerned. You can see people's faces. You can get on meetings anywhere. And workshops, there's so much available to us today. And I'm so grateful. You know, I couldn't solve this problem on my own, but the power of God can. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathleen. Okay, I'm ready to take another list, and my ears are ready too. Let's go. I'm here.
Elaine B.
My name is Bonnie, and I'm from Denver. I'm not going to read today, but I just wanted to announce myself as a newcomer.
Oh, okay, Bonnie. We'll do that at the end of the meeting. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. I can continue to take some names. I've got Elaine B. so far. I'm taking a list of those who would like to share on what we just read. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing. Go ahead. I'm ready.
Ann R. from California, please.
Ann R., California. Great.
Kara L., California.
Okay. Anyone else? Star one to unmute if you'd like to give me your name to share on the topic.
Darcy Ann from Nebraska.
Okay, we'll stop there. I can certainly take another list after this. So I've got Elaine B., Ann R., Kara L., and Darcy M. Go ahead, Elaine. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks so much for your service and everybody here on the line sharing. And that is what makes this meeting possible. That's what makes this program possible, is that people like you, people like me, keep showing up and carrying this message. And, you know, this is exactly what I needed. I went to a lot of different OA meetings and really love and appreciate. They kept me alive. They kept me going. They kept me aspiring towards this. I had an introduction to the steps, but I never dove into the big book the way that I have. This part, this text that they've, you know, they've barely changed since it's very inspired first writing, and it is so powerful. I have done the steps in other ways, both in OA and in another program, and it's just not as clear and concise. I love these clear-cut instructions. These are life-changing instructions, and I love absolutely that we can get to know people all over the country, all over around the world. We can do a 10-step in any time zone, you know. And that is really helpful, because for me, I need to know when I call and I'm vulnerable enough to admit my fault and to say, wow, I need help. I need to acknowledge my shortcomings here, because I don't have this. I don't have this all together. I really need help. And I'm able to do that and get some direction from a higher power. But to be able to get feedback, experience, strength, and hope from people who are walking this walk, not just talking this talk, but walking this walk and living this out one day at a time. And, you know, I'm not terminally unique. My problems were with food and the way that I needed to get it into a corral, into a safe place, and then get to a place where it didn't have the power over me that it used to have. It's not my solution anymore. And, you know, I needed people to help me do that. And so I wasn't all alone in this. And I'm not alone in my other struggles day to day with family or projects or work or, you know, just different challenges. But the part that I love is the, you know, the experience, strength, and hope with each other, and to stay sober and help other alcoholics. And you know, it's a growing community. And helping other alcoholics, it just made me think about these promises at the beginning of step 9, working with others on page 89. It says, life will take on new meaning, to watch people recover, to help, to see them help others, to watch loneliness vanish, to see a fellowship grow up about you, to have a host of friends. This is an experience you must not miss. We know you will not want to miss it. And so I just encourage newcomers, boy, you're in the right place. You know, this may seem weird or different, or you may not understand, or you may be having trouble getting the food down, but keep on coming, keep on calling, keep on reaching out, keep on listening, because this program really works, or we wouldn't have so many people here all over the world. And I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Elaine. Next, we have Anne R., followed by Kara L. Star one to unmute, Anne. I have Anne R. from California. Okay, we can go back to Anne. Let's go ahead with Kara L.
Good morning. This is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater from Long Beach, California. And here we just finished the forwards to each of our editions, and each forward has something that has brought us, some knowledge and some understanding as I get to dive into this book. I mean, our next thing is the doctor's opinion, and it's kind of given me a little, it's so exciting. Don't stop here. Move forward. It's given me how we've progressed from the very first forward into the fourth forward here. And I always laugh. I love when it says modem to modem in this. And it reminds me that technology changes, but recovery doesn't. You know, the world around me changes, but my connection with my higher power doesn't. Right? As when I work these steps and I work this program and I stay in the literature and I'm of service to those around me, I increase my connection with my higher power. And my higher power, no matter what the world looks like around me, doesn't change. I get to still have that strong connection. And the very last line here is, AA speak the language of the heart and all of its power and simplicity. You know, when I'm stumbling on something, my sponsor often say, what is the most loving thing you can do? And usually I've complicated things. Usually when I'm in my own thinking, trying to solve something or fix something on my own, I've made it complicated. And when I go back to this line and I say, what is the most loving thing I can do in this moment? What is the simplest thing I can do in this moment? When I check in with my higher power, I usually get the answer. You know, and it's way easier than I ever thought it could be. And that's a gift today. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Kara. Thank you for your share. Next, we have Darcy M. from Nebraska, and then I will go ahead and take a list with some more names. Go ahead, Darcy. Star one to unmute.
Sorry. This is Darcy M. from Nebraska, a compulsive overeater. I'm not real sure what I want to say. It just felt like I just needed to say something. There is so much in this paragraph that there is it is so hard. I don't know. It's the heart of the book. I mean, it's the heart of the program. It's telling us that things are not the program does not change. It's telling us to go from our heart, and it's telling us that we can go anywhere we want to, and we're going to hear the same thing, because the program is the same wherever we go, and it's whatever the basic is the same wherever whatever program we go to, and it doesn't matter whether we use telephone, computer, face to face. It's going to be the same, And I didn't realize that until my sponsor had me read this not more than a day or so ago, because I had read these, but I had never really read them. And AA does speak the heart of language, and it is simple, but it's not a hard, it's simple, but it's not easy. It is hard. And I'm finding that I'm having difficult days. I'm new. I think I'm on day 8 or 7, 8, 9 of abstinence, and I've had some days that are difficult. And but it's better than it was before. And I know I've got more to do, and I can do, I could do more than what I'm doing now. I need to do more outreach calls. And but there's still something that I'm getting more than I did before. Making those, hearing from other people, their strength, their experiences is what is helping me. And I don't know if I'm making much sense or not, but I'm going to pass with this and just say thank you for your service, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much for your share, Darcy, and welcome, and keep coming back. Okay, I can take about 4 or so more names, and I'm ready to take them.
Ann R. from California.
Jody. Ann R. Jody E. Okay, I've got Ann R. and Jody E. I can take 2 more names. Okay, let's go ahead with Ann R. from California.
Oh my goodness, this is Ann R., compulsive overeater, and what a journey. I apologize for the inconsistencies here. I have a new phone and I was lost. Anyway, thank you to everyone who's making this meeting possible. It means a tremendous amount to me. The big book is, the Alcoholics Anonymous text is like a Bible for me. I have been using it for over 33 years of my life, and it has saved my life. It has given me stability, and it has been my go-to no matter what in all kinds of situations. Lately, the food has been a lot better in my life. The accountability has been a lot better, and I thank this meeting for that. I wanted to briefly say that in my recovering journey, I've been a general service representative, and I believe that they are planning a 5th edition AA book, where they're going to call it a plain language book, and they are going to change it. I feel extremely strongly about this, and I've been waiting for the moment to just kind of put this out. And it says, while our literature has preserved the integrity of the AA message, AA speaks the language of the heart in all its power and simplicity. And I just want to make note of the address where you can write if you have feelings about this. At the end of A Vision for You, their address is always there, and a minority voice is just as strong as a majority voice in AA. Everybody's voice counts, and I just want to thank the program of Alcoholics Anonymous, the program of Overeaters Anonymous, and the other 12-step programs that I identify in for giving me directions on how to live a better life and the humility to do so. With that, I pass, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you for your patience with me as I grow.
Thank you, Anne. Next, we have Jody E.
Thank you very much, Sharon. Good morning, everyone. This is Jody E., gratefully recovered in California this morning. So this expression, the language of the heart, we hear it quoted often on A Vision for You. What does that mean, the language of the heart? Well, as a member of Overeaters Anonymous, I'm in connection with my fellows hopefully on a daily basis. And when I speak with them, this expression, language of the heart, makes me think, am I coming from my heart or am I coming from my head? As a sponsor, do I speak with the language of the heart or am I speaking with the language of my head? And what is the difference? I think, when I think about it, I think the difference is that when I'm speaking or God is speaking through me, then it's the language of the heart. If it's just Jody speaking from her ego, it's probably the head speaking. So it is my hope and my prayer that God will use me as I talk to people on the phone, as I maybe talk to people through Zoom, through my computer, whatever method, or face-to-face, that I will somehow allow my higher power to use me to speak the language of the heart, because that's what people need. They don't need facts and figures so much as they need a listening ear, experience, strength, and hope, and a willingness to give of myself and of my time. And perhaps with that spirit, I can share the language of the heart. And with that, I pass.
Thank you for your share, Jody. I can take one or two more names, and we are sharing on topic on page XXIV. That is the paragraph, while our literature has preserved. We just ask that though we value your experience, you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share also. Okay, I'm ready. Star one.
This is Patricia H. from North Carolina.
Patricia
Barb M.
H.
from Washington.
Perfect. Barbara M. I've got Patricia H. and Barbara M. Go ahead, Patricia. Thank you so much.
Good morning. This is Patricia H., recovering OA from North Carolina. It's such a pleasure to be on this call this morning to hear so many shares. I thank you all that have shared. The literature has preserved the integrity of the AA message, and I love that about it because no matter how long we've been in this program or how short a time we've been here, we all are getting the same message. We all are getting the same instructions on how to stay in recovery. And I am so grateful for the technology because I have limited vision and I'm not able to get out and drive. I would have to depend on someone else. And even through a pandemic, God opened doors where we could go on Zoom and I can be on this call 5 days during the week and even on Sunday. It is such a blessing. And I can meet people from all around the world. I mean, I can literally talk to millions of people in a lifetime if I want to. And it's so encouraging because I'm finding as well from the instructions in this book, when I make my calls or when I receive calls, you know, when I'm able to serve others by giving an encouraging word or someone asks me a question about what I think about this particular subject in the big book, or I have questions, they can answer it. I can just glean off of everyone's answer. And it's just truly amazing how this program has been such a blessing to me in such a short period of time. And I never would have thought about reading the very beginning of the book with the prefaces and the forewords, but I am learning so much. And I'm just grateful for that. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Patricia H. from North Carolina. And our last share will be Barbara M. Go ahead and take us out, Barbara.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Barb M. I'm from Washington State. Newly recovered, and this is the first time I've shared, actually. I truly appreciate everybody for putting on this meeting for your service, and I've enjoyed the shares from everybody today. I've gone through this book so many times. I've been involved with Overeaters Anonymous most of my adult life, and I didn't get it. I didn't always get it, but since I've come to a vision for you, I actually am starting to understand, and I appreciate that we rely on the literature because it doesn't lie to us. It has the truth, and as long as we stick with the literature and don't try to go with interpretation, it's always true to me, and I'm actually getting it this time, and I have recovery like I've never had before. So I want to thank all of you and thank my higher power for putting me in this position, because I don't know that I would have known such peace and openness as I do now. So thank you, everybody. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Barbara. If there is one more kind of quick, I think it's a 2-minute time slot for another share.
Elaine S. would like to share.
Perfect. Go ahead, Elaine. Awesome. Thank you.
Hi. Thank you. My name is Elaine S. I'm a food addict from Nashville, Tennessee. And what jumped out to me in this reading today was that I have to share my experience, strength, and hope in order to stay clean with the food, in order to stay in recovery. That's not an option. It's something that I have to do. And I'm grateful for the people that have gone before me and have shared their experience, strength, and hope so that I could begin to see that recovery was possible for me. And I pray that I share a solid message with others so that they can know recovery is possible for them. I'm thankful for this meeting and the truth that I hear at it each day. Thank you for the opportunity to share. I pass.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that, for taking our meeting out. I appreciate it. Okay, so we will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Kara L. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Good morning. This is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.